Virginia's General Assembly will consider more than 60 gun-related bills this session. One favored by some Republicans would require every school board to designate a staff member or volunteer to carry a concealed handgun on school property. Another would make it illegal for public agencies to assist the federal government in completing a criminal background check in connection with the sale of a gun. Many Democrats, on the other hand, favor a measure that would require background checks for gun sales and a bill sponsored by Delegate Marcus Simon to bar people from carrying a weapon for 5 years if they're convicted of domestic violence.
Someone who's demonstrated by their behavior that they have a problem with their temper, a problem with violence, that's not the kind of person that we think ought to be carrying a dangerous weapon.
Such bills are often killed in the House Militia and Police Subcommittee, made up of 4 Republicans and 1 Democrat. But Simon says his bill has been assigned to the Committee on Courts and Justice, where it might be approved. Those who care passionately about gun control will be in Richmond today to lobby lawmakers. Opponents of new restrictions will rally at 11 a.m., while supporters will hold a vigil for victims of gun violence at 2. I'm Sandy Houseman.